More music now in today's global hit as we learn about the recording of a song. The song is called Bird on a Wire. It's an interpretation of the Leonard Cohen classic. The band is called Auto Rickshaw. Their roots are in South India, but they work out of Toronto, and they fused Indian rhythms with North American pop. Subha Shankaran is the band's lead vocalist.
I think I encountered Bird on a Wire back in the 80s, not actually with Leonard Cohen singing, but Jennifer Warnes as well as Aaron Neville. So it was in more of a pop context rather than a folk context.
Like a bird on a wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way.
Our bass player basically took the Jennifer Warnes version and he came up with this very imaginative bass line, and it happened to correspond with a South Indian scale, a melodic scale. So what we call exotic Bird on a Wire was born at that moment. That was the genesis. We begin with a laid-back 7-beat percussion and tabla groove. So if I was counting, I'd be counting like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1. And as you can hear, there's a vocal melodic exploration. We call this an alapana in South India. And it's a free form exploration of the scale that I'm singing in. In Western musical terms, it's the Lydian mode. In South India, we call it the Kalyani Raga. Raga means mode. You can hear the bass responding very, very subtly to the vocal exploration. This is actually the bass line that Rich Brown created, but I'm singing it. And there's the bass echoing what the melody is doing. What I love about the bass line and why I took to it so quickly was that it was so lyrical and so imaginative, and it happened to correspond with the South Indian raga. That was just kind of a bonus. But I just found that I could float over top, and that's what every vocalist wants in terms of who's backing them up.
I have tried in my way to be free. Like a fish on a hook.
This is verse 1 and verse 2 of Leonard Cohen's classic. Still in the 7-beat cycle, and paraphrasing the melody so that it fits into that Lydian mode, or Kalyani Raga, as I mentioned before. Here's the B section.
I hope that you'll just let it go.
Now we're in a 4-4 groove. This is just like the original, or I should say similar to the original. There's a little subtle harmony in the background if you listen carefully.
It was never to you like a baby.
And now we're back to the verses.
Still born.
All you're hearing is voice, bass, and two drummers. This sort of sparse nature of instrumentation is something we go for in Auto Rickshaw, where we can explore all of the infinite possibilities of melody, rhythm, and harmony, and still allow for enough sonic space or a sonic environment where we're not treading on each other's space.
By all that I have done wrong, I swear I'll make it up, yes, I will make it up.
Subha Shankaran is the lead singer of Auto Rickshaw. There's more on the band at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins.
He called out to me, don't ask for soul.